صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching a genius 101 years. Today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about such a beautiful story of Ala Hazrat. And we really will get a brief or a little understanding of his love and devotion, his ishq rasul for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated that one day, once invited to a Islamic gathering, and they sent for him a palanquin, you know, something which is an individual can sit on, and they lift the person on their shoulders. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sat on this palanquin, and four laborers, they lifted Ala Hazrat. The palanquin, it was placed on their shoulders. Four people, they proceeded, they moved forward. After only a few steps, immediately Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called out and he said, "Stop! Immediately!" And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was placed down again, and he quickly got off the palanquin. He says, Allahu Akbar, he looks, subhanAllah, imagine how he's feeling. He says, "Tell me the truth, which one of you is a Sayyid? Which one of you is from the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tell me, be truthful." One of them, he says, that I am from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies, and he immediately, he apologizes. And subhanAllah, the words which have been mentioned, he says that, "O honorable prince, forgive this mistake of mine. I have unintentionally made this mistake. Oh, how dreadful! I rode on the shoulders of the prince whose slippers, Allahu Akbar, whose blessed slipper is the crown of my head." Subhanallah. And he says that if on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was to say to me, that, "Oh Ahmad Raza, was it the use of the delicate shoulders of my son to bear the burden of your palanquin?" Then what reply would I give to the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And he says, you know, that person says, "Yeah, I forgive you." Ala Hazrat says, "There's only one thing." He says, "There's one thing I wish from you. After forgiveness, there's one thing I have to make up for this." "How?" He says, "You sit on the palanquin, and I shall help lift you." That person said, "How can I? This is the greatest, amongst the greatest of scholars of the time and day, viewers. From amongst the greatest of the awliya Allah. Allahu Akbar, his name is known. And he is going to be lifting." And you know, that person thinking, "He's going to be lifting me?" "No, I can never do this." Allah says, "No, your Moses is the only way I will feel better." That person, having been acquiesced, he sits on the palanquin, and Ala Hazrat, the Mujaddid, the mastermind, the great scholar, the Mufti, he, along with the other laborers, lifts the palanquin and places it on his shoulder, and he carries the Sayyid. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Ala Hazrat, firstly, him knowing there is a Sayyid. He says, "I smell the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." This is a miracle on its own. But then, my dear viewers of Madani channel, his true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that he will put, in a way, his honor on the line to lift him. Why? Why, my dear viewers of Madani channel? let's ask the host, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, back to the host. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.